The Alpha Wealth Hour is powered by the Alpha Wealth Group. If you're serious about retirement and have saved $250,000 or more, call Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino now, 630-864-6711 or alphawealthgroup.com. Alpha Wealth Group, retirement made simple.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, and the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. I like to say we're a complete retirement planning firm. We provide investment advice, tax planning, estate planning, income planning, all of these things that make your retirement plan complete. That's our goal. So we're going to get into a lot today. We're going to talk about the market. There's been a lot of volatility. There's discussions that will have volatility up until the and including the election. So I want to talk about that. We're going to dig deep in that today. I'm also going to get into some income planning and taxes. New rules came out on the IRS, I should say. Anyone that owns an IRA, this will impact you. Also, I don't know if you saw the fanfare. I didn't see many New Year's Eve, the poppers go off or whatever it might be, but we hit $35 trillion in national debt. Isn't that terrific? How does that relate to your planning? And it just keeps going up. It's unfortunate. Then I want to talk a little bit about, it was interesting, there was a list online. It named the things that people say they felt they're too old for. There's some examples I'm going to get into. I think you'll find this interesting. But as I said, I wanted to start in on one aspect of your plan. This is just one, as you know, we talk about being complete. There's five pillars to your plan. And what I want to get into today is the market, your investments. I think all too often we look at this. I see people come in and they usually have, this is not a criticism, I get it. They come in with a stack of investment statements, but there's not a lot of rhyme or reason for how these investments are supposed to work together. And they have a portfolio, but they really don't have a plan in place. So this is my goal for this show today, to give you some ideas and then offer information as we do so you can start to get your plan in place. I think all too often it's the fault of this industry. You know, we know that we see it, 70% of Americans fear running out of money in retirement, even more than fear of death itself, and that's from Forbes. There's all types of studies out there from Zetti to Allianz that say this, and of course that makes sense, the fear of running out of money. So that's obviously the last thing you want to do, and of course, because of unnecessary accidental risk with your investments. A lot of times, as we get closer and closer to retirement or in retirement, you just don't have the runway to recover if the risky investments don't pan out. There's no do-over, right? And so we want to talk about how to try to minimize risk, and I believe by updating and rebalancing your portfolio. Let's talk about some of those risks. And again, I want to give some solutions as well, but I just want you to be aware of some of these things. You know, you hear this term, and again, I don't want to make it too complicated. We call it sequence of returns risk. What does that mean? That's the risk the market declines in the early years. And paired with the withdrawals you may take out, that can significantly reduce the longevity of your portfolio. If you think about it, look, if you retire in 2008, and I don't know what's going to happen in the market, even 2022, the S&P was down 20%. How is that going to impact your portfolio? Especially if you're relying on investments. If you're relying on investments to support your lifestyle, to support your income, the last thing we want to do is go backwards. So I pose the questions. Do you know what you own? Do you know how your portfolio is set up? Have you revisited that? So let me get into some of these things. And as I said, we don't know what the market's going to do over the next 10 years. Nobody does. We can look at averages, but look, 2000 to 2010, you know, the market was negative. The market was actually lower in 2010 than it was in 2000, 10 years later. Now, again, these are just things we want to be aware of. That was a pretty dramatic decade, but it's critical when we talk about your planning. So, again, understand the sequence of returns risk in your portfolio. Do you have too much risk? Okay. Fidelity came out. Fidelity Workplace Investment said roughly 40% of boomers have too much equity in their portfolio. So when we talk about this, let me give you some examples. And Peter Lynch, who's a well-known Fidelity fund manager, he's long gone from the managing, but he beat the index, I think, every year. That was quite an accomplishment. I don't know if it was the Contra Fund or Magellan. But look at these target date funds. Let me start with that. There was an article that talked about these target date funds, and it said that they dramatically, I think it was in Barron's, dramatically were underperformed. They have a high level, the Vanguard 2030 or the Fidelity or T. Rowe Price. They're target date funds. They're default funds in your 401k. If you own these, and I looked this up, I think there's over a trillion, I don't know, $1.8 trillion in these funds. I see this very often, so this is why I'm bringing this up. When people come in their 401ks, they own 20, 30 funds, 20, 35s. They're target date funds that are supposed to be based on your retirement date. Here's the problem. This was Morningstar. Over 15 years, consistently underperformed just buying a balance fund. This is my opinion. I'll give you an example. The Vanguard 2030 fund, which has 60% in growth, 24% is in international. Are you aware of that? We need to look under the hood on some of these things. Over the last 5 years, the Vanguard total stock market has done 80%. The Vanguard International, 19%. So, again, do we know these things? Are we aware of this in our portfolios? Because how is that going to impact our retirement when we need to rely on these for investments? So this is something. Know what you own. And I talk a lot about financial organization. And so I just want to be clear on some of these things. This was from Capitalize. They said that there's over 30 million 401ks that are unclaimed, old 401ks, estimated at $1.65 trillion. So, I'm going to make an assumption, but I think it's pretty accurate, that we're probably not looking and monitoring those accounts. So let me make one quick suggestion. I call it financial organization. Get organized. If you do nothing, I'm going to offer the asset organizer with the investment planning packet too, so you can start to get this one piece of your overall plan in place. But there's portability. If you have I talk about people come in with a stack of papers. If you have an old IRA, you have an old 401k, you have something. I've seen people come in 3 or 4 different retirement accounts. Those are what are called portable. You can put them all in one account. So imagine if you could do that. Now you're organized. It's simplified, and simple's good. I've got to tell you, I do this all the time with clients when they come in and we organize everything. You don't need 3 Roths. You can have one. You don't need an IRA, a 401k, a SEP, and a 457. You can have one. Okay, and so you can also put it at the same custodian, Fidelity, Schwab. So if there's one takeaway today, not just saying, okay, get organized. Step one. Step two. Start to take a look under the hood. Know what you own. You could have things in there you're totally unaware of. And then guess what? As I said, when you go into retirement, the last thing you want to do is go backwards. There's no do-over here. So if you want that investment planning packet with the asset organizers, it's downloadable. You can start this process. It is a process to start to get your investment plan in place. Give us a call. We'll get it out to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 to get that investment planning packet. It will include the organizers. I'll also include the retirement roadmap, which is the overall planning process. But imagine if you can get this one piece in place, feel good about it, because emotions, again, another risk to our portfolios and investment success is emotions. Daniel Kahneman, which is maybe the most famous Nobel Prize winning financial behavior professor out there, he said 90%, his studies, 90% of is emotion and 10% is logic on our investment decisions. I think we can minimize some of that if we have a plan in place we can stick to. We sometimes become our own worst enemy. Buy low, sell high. Well, some studies have shown the reverse happens. We chase returns and we make emotional decisions. If we can get a plan in place, this is what I would submit, feel good about it, comfortable about it, and understand it, I think we're in a good spot. So this is really where I wanted to kind of cover here. I also, let me make one other offer. It's important to build a balanced portfolio based on your personal investment objectives. Look, risk tolerance, investment time horizon, financial goals. Those are the three big factors that should be part of how do you invest? How do you create a plan? And you should put your portfolio through a stress test before you retire or right now, even if you're in retirement. This will help you determine how you will fare in even some of the worst market conditions, if you need to make any changes as a result. So this is what I would like to offer. For those who want to take advantage, I offered the information before, but if you want to schedule a time, we'll do a stress test on your portfolio. We'll do a look under the hood. You'll see what your investment plan is. You'll walk out of here with an idea of maybe some changes that you might want to make in there. Understand what you own, know why you own it, and have a plan in place. We'll also look at the overall retirement plan. If you want to take advantage of that, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Go to our website, AlphaWealth.com. alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time there as well. Feel free to call or send me emails as well. If you have any questions, I'll help you out in any way I can. Coming up, we have much more to get into. I want to talk again about taxes and income planning and your overall retirement plan. Listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. Talk about everything, and we help with all of these things as it relates to your planning. I spent time on investment planning in the previous segment. We're going to get into some income planning ideas and tax planning. These are all parts of your plan. And it's just not about one thing. I've said it many times. It's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about getting to a number. It's not about buying a product. It's about having this complete plan. And that's how I believe you're going to increase your probability of success. So I try and touch upon as many items as I can in the limited time that we have. And I offered some information on creating the portfolios. We talked about this market. It's a little crazy. And we have to be careful with our emotions sometimes. I'm not saying you're going to be able to eliminate them. But certainly, you know, you don't want to make decisions not based on as much fact as possible. And then it'd be a detriment to your portfolio. So I offered that investment planning packet. There's a five-step method, by the way, in that if you want it. It talks about, first of all, which I said, the most important thing is getting organized, consolidating some of these investments, getting them into one custodian. The second thing is, you know, and then knowing what you own. We offered the portfolio stress test. We would do that for you. It's a look under the hood. But if you want that information, any of it, I'd also include the worksheets, the asset organizers. We can email them to you so they can be a working document. You are going to be surprised. I believe, when you take a look at this and you start putting things in, you may discover. I had one person find out an old 401k. It was over close to $100,000. And when they went through this process, but you'll be surprised. And if we just accomplish this from today, that's a great thing. 630-864-6711. Again, I'll include the investment planning packet, the organizers, and any other information you want. We'll customize it for you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. AlphaWealthGroup.com. Download information. Send me a question. If it's specific for your situation, you can also schedule a time to talk to us. Okay, so that's where we're here for you. So let me get into some. This was interesting. I mentioned this. It was a list online by BuzzFeed. It named the things people said they feel too old for. And I think this is okay, too. I don't think there's anything wrong with this list. I don't know if I agree with all of it. The first one is that you, and I don't know if you would agree, they felt too old for, if you feel too old for this. The first was arguing in traffic. My wife says, well, I don't think you feel too old for that just yet. Maybe. I don't know. That one's interesting. Posting to social media. Yeah, that's not my thing. Absolutely me. Going to a concert without a reserved seat. I'm sorry. I'm too old to sit on the lawn and do all that stuff. And then I guess this last one, maybe this is more for women, but breaking in jeans that don't stretch. So, you know, this is all about, you know, making things in life and simple. I guess, you know, the filter comes off as we get older. But it doesn't mean some people, when we talk about an age and what that relates to, things are different nowadays, especially when we talk about retirement. And it's interesting that I think surveys have said that most people, 65, feel the retirement age of 65. 4 years ago, this was by Motley Fool, it said if you ask people if they would work past 62, about 55% said yes. Today, that's down to 46%. So less people say they're going to work past 62, even with all the negative headlines and inflation and Social Security recession and all of these things that we're dealing with. 75% of people are retired by 65. And so when you're talking to people, sometimes, you know, in their early 60s, the reasons they want to leave could be health problems. It could be that they feel they have enough money, whatever the reasons are. But I just wanted to talk about that when you think about in your goals and the three things. This was an interesting article. It's all the three things to consider. So let's talk briefly about some of these things. First is you may not have access to your savings penalty free. Keep in mind, 401ks, IRAs, even Roth IRAs, which, you know, I'm a big fan of, tax free. You can't tap into those till 59 and a half. There is a penalty. So if you're aiming prior to 59 and a half, you have to be careful. There are some provisions to access monies that we won't get into those. There's a, you know, where you can access them, but there's rules there. So you have to be careful. But for the most part, you know, there's these age 59 and a half is when you can access them penalty free. It's not tax free, by the way. Just want to be clear about that. You know, then you have required minimum distributions at a certain age. All of these ages kick in. 62, the next thing that we can talk about is Social Security. That's another age milestone. You can start Social Security as early as 62. So again, if you're retiring early, that's one income stream, and we spend a lot of time on income planning. We're going to talk about that more. You're not going to be turning it on prior to, you can't turn it on prior to 62. And if you turn it on at 62, now you're locking into the lowest benefit possible. We talk a lot about that Social Security decision and claiming strategies, and we do a lot on that in our firm here, helping people with those claiming strategies. I've talked about the Forbes article that said 96%, it was over 90% of people lose up to over $100,000 based on their claiming strategies over their lifetime. So we have to, again, be very cautious, because you may decide and plan on retirement, but all of a sudden you may not be able to access your retirement accounts. You can't claim Social Security. And so we have to be very careful as part of our plan, right? As part of our plan to understand, you know, what some of the rules are and how they could impact us. And some of these could impact us dramatically. Okay, so understanding the claiming strategies on Social Security. The other big one here, and we hear this a lot, in fact, I had a few meetings just this week on this, this comes up often, is paying for health care, right? Medicare, you're not eligible till 65. So if you're planning on retirement, I saw a study that said, you know, well, and when we do that, again, we do some of this analysis. In fact, I think we're going to have a class. We're going to do a session with an event, I should say, on healthcare planning coming up. I'll post that pretty soon. I'll let you know about that probably in September. Healthcare is a big deal, obviously. We know that. I mean, you know, if you're looking at prior to 65, you have to go 2 or 3 years with covering your medical coverage. It could be $2,000 a month. For a couple, that could be $4,000. I think about those numbers. I know they sound staggering, but that's just the reality of it. So when we're planning our retirement, I talk about planning for your retirement and testing your plan, and this is all part of it, whether you retire early or a little later, whatever it may be. This is the importance of really understanding before you make these decisions, because again, you can't go backwards and reverse some of these things. And so I'm just giving you some things to consider. That's why we offer the process. And, you know, that's why those that you are trying to retire or want to know if you can retire, that's one of the offers I make. I offer that retirement roadmap report that you can use as a checklist to see, okay, the five pillars to my plan, have I taken these things into account? You know, have I considered these? That's a great, I call it the blueprint. That's my opinion for your retirement plan. You know, we can get that to you as well. Again, for those that are serious, this is what we do. We help you get to that point. We sit down and we look at it and say, now you can sit back and say, okay, yeah, my goal is to retire early. Is it doable? You know, I've had these meetings many times, and the answer is, yeah, it is. Because we've looked at these, we've taken all these factors into account, whether, again, it's the claiming Social Security strategy, whether it's we have to consider the Medicare not kicking until 65 and accessing our retirement accounts, and also what I call forward tax planning. So if those of you that want to take advantage and really take a look at your test, your plan, whatever age, but if you want to test your plan, I call it the complete customized retirement plan. This is what we do. I mean, again, it's very informal. But it's a deep dive. You will walk out of here knowing where you stand. We'll uncover things, I'm confident, that will make a difference in your plan. That's at a minimum. Besides a complete retirement plan, creating income you can't outlive, trying to minimize taxes as much as possible, getting to tax-free, all of these things, having a solid investment and smart investment plan, protecting assets during your lifetime, and having the right documents, estate plan and legacy plan in place, man, that's complete. So if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time. Let us know anything we can help you with. We'll get that information out to you. Coming up, we're going to talk about building an income plan. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We have a lot to get into today. I like to say we are a complete retirement planning firm. I say that because I believe it. We do portfolio management. We also do estate planning, tax planning, income planning. That's how we approach it, and it's so important and critical, I believe, to be complete in retirement. We're going to talk about a lot of things today, I guess, that will touch upon some of those things. The IRS has issued some final rules for inherited IRAs. Now, anyone who owns an IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, we can go down the alphabet soup of retirement plans. This will impact you and your family. We're also going to get into maybe touch upon the market. And then I want to talk about this interesting article I read. I think it's interesting. Retirement changes dramatically over the years. It has changed, but I want to talk again about how this could impact you. If you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, download all types of reports on all types of topics. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can send me a question. Again, we want to be a resource for you. We're probably going to start classes up coming into this fall. School season around the corner. Okay, let's dig in. I want to get into some of these things as we talked about that touch upon your retirement plan. This was interesting, and this relates to, well, let's just dig into this. It was an article that said retirement changes dramatically over the years. And you may not be surprised to hear retirement has changed, but you may be astonished to see the actual demographics. This was a research that this gentleman did, Jeff Hoy from seniorliving.org. In 1910, the life expectancy at birth was 50 years, only 50 years. And what's interesting is the average age of retirement, you may not guess this, but the average age of the retirement workforce was 74. Isn't that? I just thought that was kind of interesting how you would expect it not to be that. And the point is that if you live that long, now, yes, the life expectancy was lower, but those that lived, the hardier people that made it through and so on and so forth, those tough times, well, they worked a lot longer. Now, in 2000, life expectancy at birth increased by 23 years. Now, it's a little more than that. I think from the Social Security Administration, it's like 74 point something. So we'll just round up 75 for males, about 77 for women. And so that's just average. And in life expectancy, I don't want to get too deep into it. Really, longevity is the issue. If you're at 65, 70 right now, your life expectancy or longevity is even longer than those numbers. But my point is, you know, and the average person is retiring at 62. That's just those are just the numbers. And so we have to think about this, what we've always talked about in the past, is one of those pieces of being complete, which is your income. What are we doing as far as income? And we talk about, I've said this before, I've quoted Lawrence Kotlikoff, who's got a great book out there on Social Security, which we're going to discuss here in a second. The risk isn't dying, the risk is living. And so are you comfortable going 25, 30 years without a paycheck? And I'm going to offer this income planning toolkit, which gets into, because I always say I want to offer this information because I'm limited. I can't get into all the details, but I can get it out to you. And if you want that income planning toolkit, it's got the budget worksheets, budget and income planning worksheets. This is the process, because expenses don't, you know, the paychecks can stop, expenses don't. So we really need to start putting pencil to paper. This is how we increase, I believe, our probability of success in retirement. It will include the maximizing income, gets into these areas of what I call income, pensions, Social Security, annuities, your investments. Also, the Social Security decision will be in there, and the truth about annuities. I will put this together. I'll call it the income planning toolkit. If you want it, we'll get that out to you. Again, it walks through the process of putting an income plan in place. And I would pose the question to you, what is your income plan? Do you have one? 630-864-6711 to get your income planning toolkit. And I've said this before, I think, you know, feeling wealthy in retirement is really about having more income than expenses. And how would that feel if we could get there? So let's talk about creating this income plan. You know, Social Security is the most common income out there. We know that. Most people that receive Social Security, that's it. You know, that's their one. I think there was a Good Housekeeping. They're still there online, I think. But they had an article that said for 63% of those in retirement, that's their only source of retirement income. And so when we make this Social Security decision, again, this is something we do for individuals, for clients, for people that come in, we do a Social Security analysis. Keep in mind, these are, for the most part, irrevocable decisions. When you lock into Social Security, which can start as early as 62, I mentioned this average age of 62 where most people are retiring, we have to be careful, because if you lock into that benefit at 62, well, that's it forever. You know, again, risk isn't dying, the risk is living. So if you're 75, 80, and all of a sudden you're saying, why did I lock in? Keep in mind, it grows by 8% per year. You could see a benefit of 10, 12, 13,000 more a year for the rest of your life if you defer it. And that may make sense for you. These are what we call claiming strategies. In fact, Forbes had done a study, or one of their articles said that 96% of individuals miss out on $111,000 of cumulative lifetime benefits. So you see why this is pretty important. That's just one piece of your income plan. So it's important we understand the claiming strategies. That's something we do. I'm going to make an offer here in a minute. But understand Social Security. There was an interesting quiz that came out. It said, this was from Motley Fool, 10 details too many people get wrong about Social Security. You know, that's why I say this. These studies show how we can get caught up in these claiming strategies, understanding how it works. First question was, Social Security offers guaranteed income for life. This is important because we talk about having lifetime income. 49% of the people correctly indicated that statement was true. It is a guaranteed income for life. Social Security benefits are tax-free. It's true or false? The correct answer is false. They are not tax-free, and only 45% of the people. We're going to talk about taxes in a minute. You could potentially get it tax-free. Prior to 1983, Social Security was tax-free. It is not anymore. Up to 85% of your Social Security is taxable. And then we have these other issues, which, again, we're going to talk more about it. But these were divorced people. Can they be eligible for Social Security spouse benefits? Answer, yes. Only 40% of people knew that. If you've been married 10 years and divorced more than two, you can take divorce spousal benefits. Again, a lot of rules, and that's my point. We need to understand how to try to maximize. That's why in this report, Maximizing Income, the Social Security decision is part of that. That's just one piece. And then our pensions. Again, a guaranteed lifetime income. Let's distinguish between income and assets. Paychecks coming in every week, regardless of the market, regardless of investments, regardless, you know, of what you have in savings, the checks come in every week. And so this is important stuff. And of course, regardless of age. So pensions, for those of you that have pensions, I go through this all the time with individuals, almost weekly when people come in. Call your pension providers. Get a printout of your pension. Find out what your options are. You're going to get 4, 5, 6, 7 options. And then, of course, for those that are married, we want to understand the survivor benefits, just like our spousal or survivor benefit on Social Security. Largest benefit stays with the surviving spouse. So much more to get into. Annuities are another example. Lifetime income. Take a look at these. I'm not for or against them, but it's something that will give you lifetime income. In fact, potentially joint lifetime income. Think about that. So do you see how, as I said, imagine if we could set up and have an income plan. I've offered this income planning toolkit, which will walk you through the process. It starts with the worksheets. Then you can start putting pieces in place. The Social Security analysis. I'll tell you what. Let me make this offer, too. For those of you, because everyone's situation is unique, and this is something we do, of course. We're a retirement planning firm. But if you want to schedule a time to come in, if you're serious about this, you really want to take a look at it, guess what? We'll test your plan. We'll run a Social Security analysis. We'll show you the different claiming strategies so you can make an informed decision. We'll run all of this. We'll put an income plan together, also tax plan, how to minimize taxes. And I'll just take it another step further, a complete plan. We'll do a portfolio x-ray. You'll see where you stand. We'll test your plan based on your goals. I'm telling you, this is a good thing to go through. It's a great exercise, I think, and hopefully will reduce your stress level. If you want to take advantage of that, give us a call for the complete retirement, customized, I should say, complete retirement plan, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time through there. Hopefully, we'll be able to see you and we'll be able to take advantage of this. Coming up, I do want to get into these new rules that you really need to be aware of. They will affect you if you own an IRA, 401k. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us and take advantage of some of the information I offered on this income planning toolkit, or if you want to, or if there's something specific, I do want to say that if there's something we can customize for you on any topic, I think, that relates to retirement planning, we'll get that out to you too. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can request the information, and so we'll make it available to you. Again, I think this is some great information to start to get these pieces of your plan in place. If we can check the box on the income planning piece and say, I'm pretty confident through my lifetime, and if those are married, my spouse's lifetime, we're going to have the income to live the life we want, well, that's a big check mark. And so we can move on to these other things. And let's move on to these other things. Which is, let's talk a little bit about taxes. I mentioned the IRS. I'm a big fan of getting to tax-free. Well, the IRS has come out with these rules. They say they're final rate rules for the inherited IRAs. It's almost laughable sometimes. These rules are just so, I mean, it's, anyway, I won't go off on that. It's just very frustrating. But the IRS, these rules regarding inherited IRAs, they made the rules so complicated, they didn't understand them, if that makes any sense. Hey, anyway, 2020, prior to 2020, you had these rules. Whenever you inherit an IRA, a non-spouse, so we'll get to that in a second, but spouses have rollover privileges. Non-spouse beneficiaries, of course, children, friends, siblings, whoever, non-spouse, they cannot assume ownership of a retirement account. And so what does that mean? It means they have to take money out of that retirement account. And so, and every penny's taxable, whatever the tax rate is. So that's why you always hear this term, sometimes tax time bomb, right? When you take it out during your lifetime, it's taxable, whatever the tax rate is. It can cause more of your Social Security to be taxable, which we just talked about, up to 85%. Your Medicare premiums, which could be over $500. You talk about IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment amount, whatever that is. That income can impact how much you pay in Medicare, and we go down the road. And now we have RMDs, required minimum distributions, and then when it goes to our children, someone's paying the tax. That's the point, right? And so the rules were saying, the SECURE Act, I mean, just all these acronyms. I've talked about IRMA, Social Security, the SECURE Act, Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Act, 2.0. How about that? So 2019, and it said, hey, we're going to change the rules. We're going to increase the age to which you can start where you're forced to take money out of your accounts. And by the way, the RMDs, required minimum distributions, if you don't take the right amount, or your beneficiary's children, if they inherit it, don't take the right amount, 25% penalty. Isn't that nice? And so these are important things to understand. Well, the SECURE Act said, we're going to change the inheritance rules. And now they're saying, well, we made them so vague and so complicated, and we didn't even understand them, so we're going to tell you what they are now. And so everything they, up till now, they're going to say, forget about it. You have 10 years to exhaust the accounts. So if you inherit, when children inherit these accounts, a lot of times at their highest earning years, so they may be turning around giving 30% away. Who knows? But the point is, you have 10 years to exhaust these accounts. Your children do, non-spouse. And so now they're saying, well, if the required distributions already started, so if the person who owned it was already taking money out, reached that age, now you have to start taking required distributions. You can't wait till the end of the 10 years. Again, I know it's all very complicated, but I'm hoping, I just want you to look these things up and be aware of it. Because again, if you do not take the right amount, you will have a 25% penalty. And it has to be exhausted by 10 years either way. Is your head spinning yet? I mean, it's just crazy. But these are the rules. So I just want you to be, now, remember we talk about Roth? Guess what? Roths aren't taxable. They don't, there's no, now they inherited Roths, you have to start taking money out, but there's no tax on them. Isn't that a nice thing? And that's why when we talk about Roth IRAs versus traditional, I'm going to get to that in a second. But we have this tax-free report. Again, I'm offering this information so you have it in front of you. We're working on another tax planning report I want to get ready for here in the next week or so. But this is all about having this, these rules. If you, it's like anything. You know, if you're playing a game, you're playing, if you don't know the rules, you're probably not going to win. Or at least you're going to, something, you know, you're going to be at a disadvantage. So that's why I want to understand some of these rules. And so I'll offer the tax planning reports here too, getting to tax-free, ideas on that. Give us a call. I'll get that out to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to get information on taxes. But my point is, what can we do to, I sometimes call this forward tax planning, because when we talk about Roth versus traditional, it's not just that you don't pay the tax on it. During your lifetime, your spouse and children don't pay the tax on it. It doesn't impact your Medicare premiums, which we just talked about in the previous segment. And it also doesn't impact Social Security. It's not used in the calculation. So when I talk about, too, you see how all of these things kind of, they do relate. They overlap. So when you're looking at your retirement accounts, an inherited retirement account is part of your estate planning. Here we are talking about another piece. You know, it goes beyond the living trust and the powers of attorney, the medical powers of attorney, which we do. Our attorneys, we have an attorney that does all the estate planning. But you also want to look at the tax component to it. Right, we can talk about inheritance and estate taxes, but there's also a potential income tax piece to this. If you have retirement accounts, as I said, someone's paying the income tax. Either you are, or your spouse, or your children. Okay, and so we want to be aware of what are we doing? Are we incorporating tax planning in our planning? And there's a difference with tax planning versus tax preparation. Unfortunately, most people just file taxes every April with the help of their CPA or accountant. But there's so many things we could be doing now as far as getting to tax-free. Spouses have rollover privileges. That is a non-taxable event. They can assume ownership of the IRA. Non-spouses can't. So I just wanted to make that clear. So what are some things we can do? I told you Roth IRA contributions. I had someone here this past week. They were not making Roth. One spouse is retired. The other one is working. She's working part-time, but they have income. So I said, you can both be contributing to a Roth. Guess what? They brought in some checks just the other day. We contributed to their Roth IRAs. Those are contributions. They're going to retire. The one spouse is retiring in a couple of years. So I said, we need to get these in. You only have a couple more years where you can make contributions. That goes away. Not taxable. Not taxable to you, to your spouse, to your children. Doesn't impact Medicare, Social Security. That's just a Roth IRA, Roth 401ks, Roth conversions, HSAs, health savings accounts. We just want to know the rules. This is how we get ahead. I offered that tax planning report. And again, I'll extend the offer, which I did in the first segment, which was in the previous segment, which was everybody's situation is unique. I'm pretty confident there's things you can do to impact your taxes today as well as in the future and then as well down to your children and grandchildren. If you want to take advantage of that, this is only a piece of the overall, what I call complete and customized retirement plan. We'll test your plan. We'll do the portfolio analysis. We'll look under the hood at everything. We'll also talk about look at your estate plan. I like to always say throw everything in a box or a bag, whichever is your preference. But bring your stuff in. We'll get organized. We'll take a look at things. I am confident you will come out of here with at least, at a minimum, not just a retirement plan, but a few ideas that are going to make a difference in your overall plan. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and sign up there and schedule a time with me. I hope we get a chance to meet. I hope we get a chance to go through this. AlphaWealthGroup.com, AlphaWealthGroup.com. I hope this has been helpful. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be on next week at the same time. This is Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Hour.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.